I really don't want to take any of their, more of their time than is absolutely necessary, but I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, Nigel and Karen are friends of Lina and mine. We've been friends for very many years. Our children have grown up together, and I just wanted to say that I believe in these guys. I believe in what they are going to be talking about today and what they've got a vision to do. And I really just want to encourage us all as a church to get behind them, listen to them this morning, and to continue to pray for them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, hopefully the next few minutes will make that clearer. Yeah, let's get behind them, church. That would be really good. And as a practical outworking of that, just to say that in July, which is actually their last Sunday with us before they go out to Berlin, amongst other things in the context of sending them out, we are going to be taking up another offering for them. So I'd like to give you advance notice of that. You might like to think in advance what you would like to do about that. In actual fact, if you want to start supporting them and the project before that time, there is actually now a cost code set up so you can designate money to them and to that project. And if you want to know anything more about that, you could come and see me or Chris. But let's just pray for them now as they come to share. Father, I want to thank you for Nigel and Karen. I want to thank you for all they are, all their families, all they stand for, and all that they are in you. I want to pray, Lord, that as they share with us now and seek to bless us, Lord, that you would pour out your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we extend forgiveness to Dan for his mobile phone being switched on. Amen.
Thanks, Andy. There is an irony in that, Dan, which if you talk to your dad about, he'll make very clear. Can we get a bit less light on there, do you think?
Maybe you want to pray?
What about that one?
I'm trying to.
Marginally. Okay. Thank you all very, very much for that. Thanks, Andy. This morning is going to be in two parts. I'm going to talk briefly, and those of you who know me know that when I say briefly, I do mean briefly, so hang on to your seats. And then Karen's going to share a little bit more in terms of vision. We've been very kindly allowed to write three articles in the flow each month, this month, June and July. And you'll see when you read the flow article that it is something in the nature of a... Well, I call it a piece of creative writing. It's not a factual account of what we're doing at all. It's merely my sort of poetic license being let run over a piece of paper. So enjoy that this month and then look for something a bit more practical next month. But I'm going to talk to you very briefly about the key points of what we're doing. Those of you who've seen some of our presentations in your home cells will recognise this, but I was encouraged by the team that you never hear these sort of things too often. So, that property there called Das Gnadenhaus is the property that we're in the process of buying. And I will just share a quick story, which won't make me quite so brief. I found in my pocket this morning a €2 piece, which I wasn't aware was in there. And this is quite interesting because I shared in the Cookham neighbourhood group some time ago. In fact, it was in January when we were looking at trying to buy this place, which the vendors wanted €1 million for. And the phrase I used was, in that group, I haven't got €2 to rub together. Because that was our position. We put an offer on this place, had no money at all to do it. And Sue Rimmer went and got me a €2 piece, and she said, well, now you have. And within about 3 weeks of that, we'd secured the property, received a fantastic gift towards it, and put an offer in and been accepted. So this is a bit of a prophetic €2 piece that I'm holding on to, because now I have got €2 to rub together. That's the property as it will look once we've finished restoring it. So can we see the next slide, please? What we're going to do is come from a variety of sources. We... for a long time, Karen and myself and others have been wanting to live in community, to really work out our Christian faith in a community of people, not just sharing lives on a Sunday morning or perhaps once during the week, but actually living together and demonstrating through our living together what it is to be Christians, to be followers of Jesus. So we wanted to do that together. And that came on top of a desire that's been in our hearts for many years to see the three great missionary sending nations, the United States, Great Britain and Germany, no longer divided, no longer fighting one another, but actually united to see the Great Commission fulfilled and to see representatives of those three nations modelling something prophetic by living and working together for the gospel. And that the third vision stream was the fact that prayer lies at the heart of any Christian ministry. So out of that has come the vision for the house, which is a community house facilitating the training and equipping of Christians through discipleship for missions in Berlin, Germany, Europe and throughout the world. I'm reminded of Andy Reid's comment. My company that I run had a little strap line: world missions, world finance, world systems, and Andy thought it should add at the end world domination. And obviously there's a little bit of that coming out here. I think it'd be fair to say that for Karen and myself, we've never had small dreams. Never had small dreams. And I'm quite encouraged in that, because God hasn't got small dreams. God has got enormous dreams. And the amazing thing is, he believes in us to see those dreams achieved. Here's the team. On the left-hand side, you'll see some people. Sorry, on your right-hand side. No, your left-hand side. You'll see some people who you recognise. And on the other side, these are our friends Chuck and Della, Josiah and Emily. And they now have another little baby added to the team. So that's initially who we're looking for. You'll see already that we're missing the German part of that jigsaw. And we've a couple of, well, I can't call them applicants, but we've some people who we're talking to about whether they're going to be the third part of that team. Thanks, Andy. Paula Mariana Nogasek, known to more of you probably as Tina's mum and dad. They're in Berlin. They were our links and our contacts into Berlin, and they're going to be our partners, the people that we're working with. Not probably in a ministry basis, but relationally and in every other way, they are our key links into the city. So what we're planning to do is to run a missions training school, to run DNA Deutschland, which will be a very close partnership with DNA in the UK, working with Pete Gilbert and his team to see that facilitated in Germany. A 24/7 prayer boiler room. Working towards local church unity, something that's very, very strong in our hearts is to see the local pastors and leaders working together, and not just working together on projects, but really loving one another, caring for one another and working together. Community life we talked about, and that's it. So just go back there, Andy. Back. That's it. That's what we're going to do. That's what we'll be talking about. And we'd love to see as many of you involved as could possibly happen. Thank you very much. Bye.